then nothing can be experienced as unified, because unity does not exist as a discrete experience. It is not something that can be known. It may exist as a concept, but it is not a concept that you can directly experience. It can only be an idea, never your experienced reality. In this context, you cannot know yourself as who you really are. Yet it is our wish to know ourselves as who we really are. Thus, we must first create the experience of who we are not. Since we cannot create this experience in ultimate reality, we must do so through illusion. In this way, we can rejoice in what is really so and know it. In this way, we can experience who we really are, the all of it, the one and only. We are the collective, the single reality in multiple form, having taken multiple form that we might notice and experience the glory of our single reality. This is a simple explanation of the purpose of relativity, which I have given you many times in our ongoing dialogue. It is repeated here so that you may understand it thoroughly, so that you may awaken from your dream. Until you awaken from your dream, the illusion of disunity from life will create a perceived need to survive. Before separation, you never questioned your survival. Only when you stepped away from life, me, and imagined yourself as separate, did life itself become that of which there was not enough. You began to make decisions about what you felt you had to do to survive, to have more life. This became your primary goal, your new basic instinct. You even began to think that the reason you coupled with others was to guarantee your survival as a species. You lost sight of the fact that you coupled in response to the only real instinct, which is love. You have called your new basic instinct the survival instinct, based on your idea that you might not survive. This idea is false, for your survival is guaranteed forever, and even forevermore. Yet you do not remember this, and so do not think there is enough life, given that there are so many aspects of life competing for it. And indeed, that is how you see it. You imagine that you are in competition with all the other stuff of life for life itself. You are competing with your very self for more of yourself. Your belief in insufficiency has even led you to conclude that there is not enough God. Not only is there not enough life, which you translate into a belief in death, and not only is there not enough of the stuff of life, which you translate into a belief in lack, there is not even enough of that which created life, which you translate into a belief in a limited God. Because all of these things are limited, you must compete for them. And you are destroying your planet and yourselves because of this belief. You are even destroying yourselves in your competitions for God, which you call religions. You have been killing yourselves, sometimes seeking to annihilate entire civilizations in your insane competition for God. You do not admit that you are doing these things, because to admit it would be to acknowledge that there may be something inaccurate about the way you view life and the world, and particularly about the way you view God. And this you have not been able to do. Such an admission would require enormous humility, and humility is not presently a large part of your planet's philosophy or theology. Your theologies in particular have been most arrogant, assuming and proclaiming to have all the answers, leaving no questions and entertaining no doubts. Yet something about these beliefs is not working. The idea that there is not enough God, not enough of the stuff of life, not enough life itself, has led to more than simple competition. It's led to brutal repression, to suppression, and to massive depression. Religions have repressed frank and honest inquiry. Governments have suppressed dissent, and millions of people live as a result in both economic and psychological depression. All of this has come out of the idea that insufficiency exists. For sufficiency would solve all of this. If you thought that there was enough to go around, there would be no more self-destructive behaviors, no more fighting over resources, no more squabbling over God. But there is not enough. About this you are clear. Still, if there is not enough, how does one get enough? How can survival be assured without killing and squabbling? Clearly, there was a flaw in the fourth illusion. This should have revealed the idea of insufficiency as false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right. But again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the fourth illusion that the fifth illusion was created.